the yard fences away from their farm lots because they don't have cattle in the fields anymore like they used to, or they don't have them on the road, you know. When I was a boy, why, the cattle buyers would come out from the city, from Peoria, and buy your cattle, and the old man would stay at our home all night, and he'd go around to the different townships and buy up a bunch of cattle and steers and heifers, and then he'd have some help, and they'd drive them cattle all the way down to Peoria, down through the city. That's the thing of the past, down to the stockyards. Mm-hmm. Now, they're all taken down by trucks, hauled by trucks. And there's no cattle out on the roads anymore. The farmers, a lot of these farmers, you don't see a fence around the farm anymore.
What kind of fences do they have around farms when they have them?
Well, they used to be, years ago, when I was a young man, they planted a hedge fence. They had head fences around their farm.
Some rail, what they call rail.
Well, and they were close to the timber, but yeah. Prairie farms had head fences. Now they've pulled all the head fences. You see a few yet, it's different counties. You don't see many in Woodford County. But now they've got, oh, the barbed wire fence, they call them. Mm-hmm. Barbed wire or woven wire. If they've had woven wire, then they call them hog tight fence, hog tight. But there's not many horses anymore. There's not much stock put out on the farms anymore. Mm-hmm. When I was a young man, when we farmed, we had horses. We farmed with horses, and we had our farms all cross fenced that we could turn out our stock.
But did they ever have a? The fence that had the white boards up and down, you run your stick
on. Fence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have them yet. My wife's home they, farm, they've got a picket fence.
What do they look like? How would you describe a picket fence? Sort of how thick were the boards and how close together?
Well, a picket fence would be, the boards wouldn't be over 3/4 to an inch thick. And they generally run from 2.5 to 3 inches wide. Mm-hmm. Is what they would call a picket fence.
And they set apart from each other.
Yeah, they'd have about 2 inch space between them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, if you had a fence, say a barbed wire fence, you'd have to have every so often you'd have to drive a.
Well, we'd have a post. We didn't drive them then. We didn't have steel posts then. But now. Nowadays, they drive a steel post.
And so you might say some of these fences may have as many as 100...
Oh, yeah. 100. They have a post to carry a post about every 60 feet or every rod.
So they might have 100 what? 100...
Well, they would have around 80 to 85 posts to a rod, to 80 rods.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now you have mostly electric wire fences, electric fences.
They never made them out of stones or... rocks?
Not in this country. I've seen a lot of rock fences already in Virginia and places like that, in the eastern part of the state.
Now,
not in this country.
Sometimes the hen is trying to hatch and you want the egg, so you take the egg and you sneak something else in the nest.
What would you call that?
What?
If you wanted porcelain egg that you'd put under the hen to make her believe she had an egg there. You'd take the egg away, but you'd put a nest egg there.
Well,
put a nest egg.
You ever call it not a Japan egg, but a...
I never called it a Japan egg.
We never used any.
Didn't
you?
Uh-uh.
Some people do. I think we had some already that...
China?
China egg. Mm-hmm. China's egg, yeah. Made out of China.